So each chatzar opens into the next. And besuchus of Shusarabin, and they open out into a mavi or to Shusarabin. Each one has its own access into the Rishus Rabbim. Ve'er kol achas me'achisenus imam soyus achisenus lo er b'yachad. So the two outer ones are called 1, 2, and 3. So 1 and 3 have been ma'arav together with number 2. But the 1 and 3 have not been ma'arav with each other. So achisenus is a zoom zoom. So the two outer ones, 1 and 3, cannot carry, a person cannot carry something from 1 to 3 and vice versa. Okay. So now, so the middle one can join either one of the outer ones. But So there are 5 houses in each chatzar, let's say. So this halacha that the middle one, by the virtue of the middle one joining the outer two ones, doesn't combine that the two outer ones. It's because there's somewhere they're staying distinct still. But if you're a situation where the Erev between 1 and 2, and the Erev between 2 and 3 end up in the same house in number 2, so then that itself will be Ma'ar of all three parties, all three Chatzeris together. They have to have access to each other to allow them to Ma'ar to each other. So they're sitting side by side, but they don't open it to each other. They only open it out into the Mavi or the Shusarabim, then they can't be Ma'arav together. So they're Psuchazuluzu. And Psuchazul Shusarabim, who are then Kisha Psuchas Lamavi. Now, if they're Psuchas to each other, and only one opens out into the Mavi, so you really look at this woman Chotzer. Right? Because there's one access point out, and they're opened up in each other, so they're really combined. So that which we're looking at each one is distinct is because each one has its own access to the Shazarabim or to the Mavi. So they're their own distinct chatzar with an access to another chatzar. They're not one big area, they're three separate areas. And that is indicated by the fact that each one has its own access out to the Shazarabim or to the Mavi.
Didn't we also do the case where they aren't all opened and that you have to get through one person's
rishos
to get to the next
rishos? So now he's going to talk about what about that case? Now, because of the Kredin, who then the if the outer one is the only one who goes out to Rishos Rabim, you know what? It's a funny piece. I felt like doing it backwards. The next case is Sebeis. What the Mishmaris are talking about is Sebeis. So it's almost like we should really learn Sebeis before we do the Mishabura. So I'm going to skip that the end of Mishabura, Sekut and Beis. And let's do Sebeis and we'll go back to Mishabura. Shukhanar Sebeis. Shechatzer zu liftim mizu. You have an inner chatzer, which leads to an outer chatzer, which goes out to the mavi. So the outer chatzer doesn't surround the inner one. It's just they're next to each other, adjacent. So the one was called inside, just the sense of, because it has no outside access. It only gets its access to the mavi, which is a rabbim, through the second chatzer. So you have chatzah 1 and chatzah 2. Chatzah 1 opens into 2. And 2 opens out into the mavi or the shusarabim. Opinim is psuchah le-bechitzayna. v'chitzon on the mavoi. V'esh the penimi tzrius is regal al chitzon. The penimi has the right to travel through to go out to the shesharab. If the inner chotzer has been ma'arav, the members of the inner chotzer have been ma'arav together, the outer chotzer has not been ma'arav by itself. Or both the inner chotzer and the outer chotzer made a Reuven amongst himself, but in the outer chotzer there was one person who wasn't ma'ariv. So it's equivalent that the outer chotzer doesn't have a valid Erev, because one of its members didn't join. So penimis muteris, rachitzen asura. So the inner chotzer, whom they're ma'ariv amongst themselves, are mutter to carry. The outer chotzer is also to carry. But let's say the following case. Erba chitzayin abola penimis. The inner chotzer, no, the people in the inner chotzer did not do an erev before Shabbos. Not amongst themselves and not with the outer one, but not amongst themselves even. And the outer chotzer, all the members of the outer chotzer were ma'arav together. So we say, okay, so the guys on the inside can't carry, the guys on the outside should be able to carry. But now we got a problem, because since the inner people have some amount of right of usage of the outer chotzer, so, and they are people which cannot carry where they are, so we have a rule that a regal ha'asura bim kaima is oiseris. The drisus regal of the inner people who they themselves cannot carry in their inner sanctum, their inner chotzer, they asur on the outer one as well. Oh, she'erev ha'kalachas la'atzma v'shochechem epnimis v'lo erav. Stay in Asuras. So the inner one can't care because they make an error. The outer one can't care because the inner one walking through them asurs them. If each one of the two chatzeris was made a valid error, so the outer one, the inner one is mutter because they made an error. The outer one is mutter because they made an error. The inner one can walk through. So that, because I'll say that a group of people which only have rights to walk through here, and they are muteris bim kaima, where they are, they're allowed to carry. So their regal hamuteris doesn't ask them when it has the regal through the outer one.
I don't particularly understand that svara. I mean, we also had this by the by the sulam, by the lias as well. But I don't understand, why would it be on the panemius where the people on the chitzonis don't need to go there at all to get to the rishus? That they should be asur to have an erev to get to the chatzar when they don't even need to go to the panim.
It's all the way around. The inner chatzar people have a usage of the outer chatzar.
Right.
So they are semi members of the outer chatzar. Mm. They haven't been ma'arv with the outer chatzar. Okay. Not only they haven't been ma'arv with the chatzar, they haven't been ma'arv in their mukam either. So we have people over here which have a semi-use of the outer chotzer, which are not ma'ariv. Mm-hmm. So that awesomes.
Yeah.
We're going to be makel to say they don't have to be ma'ariv with outer people, only they're ma'ariv amongst themselves. That's good enough.
Even to go to the outer chotzer as well.
They can't carry the outer chotzer, but they're not going to ask on the outer chotzer.
But the inner chotzer can ask on the outer chotzer if they don't.
But if the inner chotzer people, since they have semi-usage of the outer chotzer, mm-hmm. So they're semi-members of the chotzer,
good.
And they themselves have made no form of an erev at all, then they asur in the outer chutz.
Okay, good.
So that's the concept of regal hasur bim kaima, or sar shalom bim kaima.
All right, thank you.
Okay, so let's go back to Mishabura Beis, Sekut and Beis. So we had a case over there was three chatzeris, and they all opened independently out to the mavik. We can change the case of the mavik. So our case there is 1, 2, and 3. So number 3 opens out to Shesarabim or to the Mavi, and 1 and 2 have to go through number 3. So it's Yeshla Teresa Saregel Ima Penimis Hashnia Shalitim Haimana. So number one, number two, and number one have just the regal on number three. Anami Dinahochi. And now these the story being the same, so now one and two are marv together, and two or three are marv together. So number two is mutter with number three, number two is mutter with number one. Number one, number three, and number two, put them together. If you put the air of those two in the same house, and number two, all three become mutter. The halacha shayy im soy. So I feel like it's set up psuchel chesurab. Ben a pini was yechal a lesser allowed. The inner ones walk through there. They don't have an air. Number one walks through number three. And number one and three have no air together. Well, that's the rule. Dagum mutaris b'mukayma and a sarah shalom b'mukayma. The regal, which is mutaris b'mukayma, doesn't answer when it goes through the outer chatzah. Okay. Eruba bazu. So if they put the Erev in 1 and 3, those Yerahim Soyis b'chitzayna, mean Yerahim Chitzayna b'msoyis. So the pshat is that number 2 is joining number 3 in 3. And number 2 is joining number 1 in number 1. But not that the 3 and 1 are joining number 2. And number 2 is joining them. V'lein diura b'chitzayna b'msoyis l'mehavi kula kichadu. So the only way you can make all three as one is if you put the Eruvin in number two. So the pshat is that one and three are joining number two and number two. So now all three are joining together. But that's not what happened over here. But over here the case is they put each one in the outer ones. But if they put it in the middle one, so then everybody's joining in the middle one. Or even in the middle one, if they put it to the Rabat, they invite to the same thing. Filam milu. The kliachas, biyata menosu achikach the kliacher. The gamma hoya mehanim hoya nosu mesum vayisachot, because the cost of a simon shin some avav septal. Even if the way it was worked was that they finished one kli and they added a second kli for the overflow. So if it's in the same bias, the fact that it's in two different kalim doesn't bother me. Normally, you have to put all of the air has to be in one kli. Well, by definition, it's in two different houses, it's in two different kalim. Says, well, there's one set where it doesn't have to be in one kli. When you use one kli, you ran out of space, use a second kli. Then the second kli is not a problem. So over here, had they been in the same bias, in that situation, everything wonderful. But now it's in two different batim, so then they're not worked together. But since they put in the two different houses, so they're not one. But they put a Vaisechot. Now, if you put a Vaisechot, we said it's a problem. You can't have it in two Kalim. So the answer is either Hanab Kliachot. So they put it in one Vais in the same Kli. So the error for groups one and two. The error for groups 1 and 3, the error for group 1 and 2, and the error for group 2 and 3 are all sitting in the same Kaylee in a house in number 2. So it's in the middle one. So 3 and 1 are joining into the middle one. It's in the same house, in the same Kaylee. That everybody's one big happy family. Oh, the Malia Lamona Beyata. It's shy that should be in a case where it's in two Kaylee in the same house. But it's only valid if the reason why that happened is because they ran out of space in the first kli. Shasim mutaris the habikilu erbu yachad. So it makes everything mutar. Okay. Pnimis pesuch zayin. Kolachos yesh bali bate moysin zelzeh. Each chotzer has multiple houses, so they need a form of an eruv. And now. What happened was the Pnimius made its own Erev, Lahatzma. How do you mean Balibatim Shibasak? The Pnimius made an Erev amongst the Balibatim who live in the Pnimius. But the outer one did not. The Pnimius is Mutaris, so he said Nasura. Pnimius are Shari Yachal Liskar Pisco, Vein Yachalam Akabalab, and Chitzana. So they're able to be independent. Because the fact that they have this outer group, which is usher, doesn't make the inner group usher, because they can shut the door and not allow the outer group in. So the outer group doesn't have, we'll call it, bona fide access. If a person forgot to join, so they can't carry unless he does bitul, which we didn't discuss the details of that. Let's say the inner one wasn't ma'ariv, so now we got a different problem. So not only is the inner one us, the outer one is also us. Shteinu asuros. Kaima lo regular serbim kaima, aser shalomim kaima. Kishesh Jesus regal sham. That some a group of individuals which have rights to travel through this area, and they are not allowed to carry in their own place, they ask for the place that they're carrying through. They ask the place that they're walking through, not carrying through. They ask the place that they're walking through. Unless you do bittul, then all of the remembrance are mevatel to one person. And these people would be mevatel to one person in the panimis, and also be mevatel their rights to shvitas as a regel in the outer one. So when they would do that, they're insignificant. So you're allowed to carry in the inner one because it only belongs to one person. There also mevatel shishus. And even though they are, in a certain sense, regel, a certain kind, because they're not really mutter, they just don't exist. They would ask her in the outer one, well, they would revat their dress as a regal also. If each one made their own Erev, even though they haven't joined together, so the movement of the inner chotzer through the outer chotzer doesn't make the outer chotzer ask. That's regal materis from Kaima, it doesn't ask. Each one's materis from Chatzera. So the point is that the fact that Jesus is a regal doesn't make it also for the outer one.
Meaning if they don't misarve together between one and two.
Right, they're correct. Gimel. Everybody yachad. So now the two chatzeris that we gave in Sif Gimel were ma'arv together. The heir was placed in the outer chotzer, and somebody didn't join. So out of all the people who were supposed to join over here, they say there was five in each chotzer, only nine people were mishtatim to the heir, gave a role. If one person was mizakeh, everybody's mizakeh everybody, but that's not what happened. Each one contributed a role. One person forgot to give a role. So now you come to Shabbos, you only have nine people joining out of the ten. So the law is not a good Erev. So how does it affect both parties? See, if the Erev is placed in the outer one, so that I don't care who forgot, nobody can carry. Shana service. Achivata Rishus, so until this number 10 will do a bit of Rishus, that he's forgoing only rights. So now there's only nine people who have rights. All nine people who have rights have been Arab together, so that everything is mutter.
He has to do this
Erev
Shabbos, I'm assuming?
No, Bittul works on Shabbos. Oh, we'll see more details about Bittul later on. However, let's say like this. Let's say Nosei Reuben B'Pnimis. So the first scenario was that they were all Ma'arav together. They placed the Erev in the outer chotzer. So B'Pnimis can't say, you know, it's not my headache. We're all fine ourselves. You know you're not. Because your Erev, which is being Ma'at that you're carrying, is in that chotzer over there, which is not functional. But let's say the Erev was placed in the Panimis. And the person who forgot was one of the guys in the Chitzana. So the people in the Panimis said, listen, you know, you guys out there, I feel bad for you. They shut their door and say, we, all five of us here on the inside, we're all married together. We're fine. Now let's say, Menosei Reuben B'Panimis, V'shoch Echem in a Panimis or the Erev. See, if one of the inner guys wasn't Ma'ariv, it's right to say in a service. Al M'shoch Echem in a Chitzana or the Erev, Hapanimis with Eris. If they made one big error for both the Eris, they place it in the inner chotzer. And then realize one of the people in the outer chatzah forgot to contribute. We say, no, that's his problem. But it's their problem, it's not ours. They shut their door, and they have a good day.
Why are you telling us that twice? You told us that in the previous leaf, this last part.
No, the last sif, he was talking about a case where each woman was ma'ar by themselves. But we hear the case where they only made one Erev for both chatzeres. They made one big Erev between the two chatzeres, and that's all they did. They didn't do anything else besides that. The case before was each chatzer made its own Erev.
Between the head and the
head. When it's a
base. Yeah.
That's a case where each one made their own Erev. Sif Gimel, there was only one Erev total between the two of them. Over there, there was two different Eruvin. The problem is one of the people in the outer didn't contribute. So that's the case, you're right, it's parallel. But it's really different. But the Kiddush over here, in other words, in that case over there, the inner people made their own chatzar, own Erev, and the outer people made their own Erev. And one of the people in the outer forgot. So their Erev wasn't functional. So we understand that the people inside say, you know what, listen, we have our own Erev. And you never joined us to start with. Of course you have the rights here, so you don't affect us. But in this scenario, they made one big Erev. That means they, as it were, gave the rights to the outer people to the inner chatzar, because we're all joining in the inner chatzar. Now all of a sudden you say, no. We changed our mind, have a good day. Yeah, they can do that too. So that's the Kiddush more than the previous case. Shana, sir, I have to stop here. Let's we'll pick up as a